Hey, Tyler Longview, it's your friend Sean Hannity here. Join me weekday afternoons 2 to 5, right after Rush, on your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB FM.
Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, been a little over a year, I think, and it's time for a return visit, some new news to share, and some things to recap from last time. David Ummel, Executive Director of Buckner Children and Family Services in Longview. Good morning, David. Great to have you back with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning the day after the show airs. Buckner International, Buckner Children and Family Services, I guess the names are pretty much interchangeable, but it is a, I believe, nationwide organization, and you're operating the Longview campus, very similar to what's being done at the other campuses, but with your own special touches. Let's get a little bit of that background and history, how it all got started, and how you and Longview fit into the big picture.
Okay. Well, basically the story is in 1879, R.C. Buckner arrives in Texas from Tennessee and realizes that there's an issue with vulnerable children in Texas. And so in Paris, Texas, he gathers together church leaders from all in that area. He collects $27, and from that he begins the Buckner Orphans Home.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first location there was in Dallas. If you are ever in Dallas at I-30 and Buckner Boulevard, if you go south at that location, that original campus is still there. We've been out there since about 1880, 1881, right on there. And so first orphanage west of the Mississippi River, first one in Texas, of course. And so it has grown since then to this statewide agency.
Statewide,
still
okay.
Serving, children and families. And then we have five international locations where we serve children and families there as well.
All righty. And just kind of a thumbnail on basically what you do in short form, and we'll hit the details over the next half hour.
Sure. Well, we do four major things. The first is senior care and assistance. And our senior care campuses, we have one in Longview, Westminster Place. They are what is called a full continuum of care, where they provide independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, and a memory impaired unit all on the same campus.
Mm-hmm.
So that people can do what's called age in place. They don't have to leave to go somewhere else. If there's a couple who comes into independent living and one needs more care than the other, then that can still take place on that same campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that. On the children and family side, where I serve, we have three major programs. We have our Family Pathways, our Family Hope Centers, and foster care and adoption. So kind of in a nutshell, those are what we call the big four. Those are the main four programs that we do.
And it's at 1014 South High Street in Longview. And if you want to know more, you can call the office, 903-757-9383, or you can go to buckner.org. And to get to the local campus, I Google buckner.org/Longview or Buckner International, Longview, Texas, and it comes right up. That way you can find out about the whole program and also specifically what's going on in Longview. And I guess every location's a little bit different, although you do have a lot in common with one another.
Correct, yes.
Okay. And the two closest ones, just for reference, some of our listeners might be a little bit closer to one of these locations. There's one in Lufkin and one in Dallas.
That's correct.
Just for reference, we're going to be talking about the Longview one today. Let's start by talking about that foster care and adoption piece. That was at the top of the list of items that you sent me, and a lot of things that have been going on with that have been going on for a good while, but you've improved, upgraded, and broadened your perspective and your approach on that, I think, just maybe within the last year.
Right. We still have a strong emphasis on foster care and adoption here in East Texas. We serve kids after they're removed by Child Protective Services. We recruit and license foster care families, and we monitor those homes. And so we receive placement of those homes. And some children are there with just in a kind of a straight foster type situation, and they are reunified with their birth parents. Others, the courts end up terminating those rights, and they are become eligible for adoption. So we walk with those families through those experiences as well. So we finalized in our Longview office around 20 adoptions last year through Foster to Adopt and what's called Waiting Texas Children. Now, John, Waiting Texas Children are kids in Texas who are in the foster care system, but they are legally free for adoption right now. And right now, this morning, there are about 7,000 children in the state of Texas who are waiting on Forever Families through that program.
And it's just something that it's a very, I know, very difficult, challenging process. You talk to other agencies that deal in these areas, foster care and adoption, they're going to be running into some of the same issues. But at the same time, you are making some progress on that, I understand.
Right. And one thing we're very excited about is an emphasis on kinship care.
Right, yeah.
It is a kinship care, or victive kin, is where when the child is removed, CPS looks for either an eligible family member or a longtime friend of the family that has a long relationship with that child. And then we also license those families so that they can take placement of those kids. And so they go to more of a familiar setting, and there's less trauma on the child for that. That program is also designed to move towards adoption quicker. And so those kids get their Forever Families. In fact, yesterday we finalized the first adoption through our kinship care program. And so we really celebrated that. It was a good day yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And more to come. Things are kind of heading in that direction.
Absolutely. It's really headed that direction with an emphasis with the state of Texas. And so we're looking forward to continuing to be to have an impact on those kids through that program.
Mm-hmm. Talking to David Ummel, Executive Director of Buckner Children and Family Services, this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. And yes, this is something that I know I personally and a lot of other folks have been hearing about the last few years. It's been in the news. We've reported some on it, just that need for kids to have that kinship care. And that's a good name for it. For me, a good bookmark, good way to remember what it is and what it's all about. And the last time we talked, I think, was maybe 12 or 14 months ago. So obviously you've made good progress on that since then. And we'll be hopefully looking to hear more about that. Hope that continues to work for you.
Yeah, right now I think we have around 14 families in that program, and we're looking for that to grow throughout this region.
Okay. If a family wants to foster or adopt, what are some of the steps that they have to go through to get qualified through your program?
Probably the best first step is for them to come to an informational meeting, and those happen at our office there at 1014 South High in Longview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. Or they can go to our website, they can call our office and ask to speak to someone in foster care and adoption. But really, those informational meetings are designed to answer all those questions and to really give folks information where they can make a decision as to whether or not it's for them.
Okay, and whether or not it's for them. It is not for everybody, but it is just the thing for some people, as are so many other things in life. By the way, that office at 1014 South High Street for Buckner Children and Family Services, we'll repeat that. Office number is 903-757-9383 and buckner.org. And if you want to Google Buckner, Longview, Texas, I think that's how I found it. It'll take you right to the local webpage. Some of the things that I noticed on your website, there's a good description of how Buckner Foster Care and Adoption works. It's real easy to find. I think you go to the What We Do tab, and it's just pretty much right there. Safe and loving homes for vulnerable children who need them for a season or forever. Motivated by faith, and everything you do is motivated by faith. That's made very clear on the website. And one of the things that kind of jumped out at me, dedicated to finding families for children rather than finding children for families, putting the children first.
Yes, that's really a standard that we try to operate by. And so, you know, in the foster care system, the child didn't get to pick the song, but it has to dance to the music.
Mm.
You know, they're really the one that they didn't choose this. They did not go to foster care because they have two warm, loving, kind, wonderful parents.
Yeah.
These kids are broken. They are. And so our goal is to help that child find that forever family where they can be successful, where they can heal, where those things can happen. And whether that's reunification with the bio family or whether that's adoption, to put that child in the best possible situation to succeed.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other things, the partnership mentality, team of trained case managers who are going to work with you as you walk through this process,
exactly,
experienced
yes.
professionals. It's just the kind of an operation where you really work to make people feel comfortable with a whole notion of the children and the families that are adopting or fostering them, just making everybody feel comfortable and yet hold them accountable for making sure that it all works out.
Right, and the state is pretty specific on things that they do or do not allow, and so mm-hmm. we help families walk through that. As you can well imagine, you're taking someone else's child into your home, and so that's a huge responsibility. And so we walk with those families, provide that support, so that they can be successful as well. Because again, it is all about that child who's been through this trauma. It's about helping move them forward in life and to try to put them in a position where they can be successful.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on. A couple of other things, at least, that we almost just say three other things, major topics we want to talk about this morning. And we're moving on now to the Family Pathways Program. Let's talk a little bit about that and about really a major project you've completed within the past several months to upgrade that project.
Absolutely. Well, Pathways started 20 years ago in Lufkin. We're celebrating 20 years right now. This fall, we'll have a big event for that. And the model is a little bit different, but similar to other places. Single moms come and live with us, and these are women who have come out of crisis situations. They come with their children, but the key difference, I think, in our program is the fact that in order to be in the Pathways program, you have to be a full-time college student.
Okay.
And so, because we know that education is such an important part of being able to earn a living wage and having a career where you can take care of these children moving forward. And so we have just completed, well, in August, we opened the Family Pathways in Longview, which is the eighth one that we have in the state of Texas. We have them in Lufkin, Conroe, and Houston, in Dallas, Midland, Lubbock, and Amarillo. And so we now have one in Longview, and we're so excited about that program. We have 16 units. There are 10 two-bedroom and 6 three-bedroom units. And these moms come, and they're anywhere from they go to school at Wiley, at Kilgore College. We have one at Tyler Junior College, one at SFA, one who's going to UT Tyler. Is finished up at Kilgore and is going to UT Tyler in the fall. And so really, at the conclusion of this program, our goal is that you've been through counseling, you've been through empowerment programs on budgeting, on parenting, et cetera, et cetera. You've had all these support services and these people kind of wrap around you, and you have an education. Go be successful. And so it is really one of the most transformational things that we do.
Mm-hmm. And again, these 16 Family Pathways units, those are brand new as of what, last August, I
as
think
of
you
August.
Said.
Yeah, they are brand new.
People who wanted to be in this program and live on a campus had to go to what, I guess either Lufkin or Dallas or one of the other ones around
right.
the state. Not anymore. You got one in Longview.
Right there in Longview.
Okay, good deal. And as far as the population right now, are they full? Are you kind of still working on that? Or is it, I understand, I think you explained this to me before we went to air, you really kind of have to do it in phases because not everybody completes or starts the program at the same time.
That's correct. We phase them in so that they're all kind of phasing out. And right now we're in the final phase of interviews for that. I think we have 2 slots left, and we have one graduating in August, so we'll be interviewing for that position as well. But it is really a fantastic, fantastic program.
Mm-hmm. Child-centered, family-focused places where families go to find hope, support, empowerment in their community to reach their fullest God-given potential. I'm reading right off the website, but I think those are good, strong words to really kind of get the point across. And family assistance, community events, just so much that you do through the Family Hope Centers. And you do, again, and I think this is just basically how Buckner operates, you open your arms to people in need, but they have to take a little bit of it on themselves. And I think the part about having to be a college student is important. It's will help you if you're willing to help yourself just a little bit.
That's really, that's one thing I tell all of our residents is that we will walk with you through everything, shoulder to shoulder. We'll walk with you through this entire process, but you're going to have to do it. If you need a mentor, if you need tutoring, if your car breaks down, I mean, whatever it is that you need us to help you with, we're there to help with that. But you're going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Number is 903-757-9383 in Longview. And the office, Buckner Children and Family Services, 1014 South High Street. Buckner.org is the website, and you can throw Longview into your search engine as well just to get you right there. And our guest this morning, David Ummel, Executive Director of Buckner Children and Family Services. I just noticed something, and this moves us into our next topic in kind of a funny way. I was reading from that website, and I actually was talking about some of the things that you do with Family Hope Centers as opposed to Family Pathways, but it's all one. I mean, it all just kind of works together. It's same principles all the way through. So let's talk about that right now. Family Hope Centers. Now, these offer empowerment classes, English as a second language, faith and finances, jobs for life. Who are the targets of the Family Hope Center, and how does that program work?
Really, the target is anyone who needs what it is we're offering. The heart and soul of the Family Hope Center is our case management system. And we work with families to help them set short and long-term goals with the ultimate goal of self-sufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have what's called a family transformation plan. And it's really we set goals and we set action steps, and we continually meet with them to reach those goals. We try to strengthen those families in areas such as resiliency, things of that nature. Sometimes, sometimes families just need a plan, or they need a little bit of help in, I don't understand my children. I need help finding a better job, or I need to learn how to budget my money. Just those things that are stressors in their lives, in these families, we seek to help them address those. Again, they're doing the work. We're walking alongside of them. And so we can help them through that, because at the conclusion of that program as well, we want them to be self-sufficient. We want their families to be healthy. And really, if you're looking at trying to address those needs early, the ultimate long-term goal is to have an impact on child maltreatment in the future. Because if a family understands that my kid is not bad, they're just two, and they're going to react this way, and my proper response is not to abuse this child, but my proper response would be to use these tools. We can provide them with those tools that they can be better parents, have a stronger family, and thus having an impact on the child maltreatment rate in the state of Texas.
And guess what that does? That takes the pressure off your adoption and foster care piece.
Exactly, yes.
Not as many people are going to need to be involved with that, kids or adults.
Right.
If you get it right before the problems really begin to boil
exactly.
over. Exactly. Sure thing.
Because we know that abuse comes from many factors, but some of the factors in some families, it's stressors. We're underemployed. We have all this stress and all of these things that seem to be working against us. If we can help them address those issues,
mm-hmm.
and give them tools to be better parents and to better handle those situations, then the frustration changes. Then it's a different story at that time, and they're reacting to their children in a different way. And so that it's really an upstream model, trying to get upstream on future issues that could come down the road.
Mm-hmm. Again, talking with David Ummel this morning, Executive Director of Buckner Children and Family Services in Longview. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Let's go back briefly to Buckner Westminster Place. And
yes.
Just to make clear, I think you mentioned this earlier in the show, that's really kind of a separate piece. There's a separate executive director for that part of your operation, but it's different legs on the same stool, as you put it a little bit earlier.
Absolutely. Kind of the way that all started, it's kind of weird to have children and families and retirement services under the same umbrella of Buckner International.
Mm-hmm.
But when R.C. Buckner started the orphans home in the late 1800s in Dallas, he used widows as moms in those houses, moms. And basically, I think the story kind of goes that they eventually got to the point that said, look, I don't know what you're going to do with us, but we're not going back in there with those kids. And so through that, he started Buckner Retirement Services. And so he built cottages for them to live in. And so that's really kind of how it all came to be. And they are great partners of ours. And yeah, you're right. It's just different legs of the same stool.
Mm-hmm. Is that on a different location, by the way?
Yes. Westminster is on Horseshoe Drive in Longview, okay. over behind the mall,
okay.
actually.
Okay. And I understand there's a renovation, reconstruction project going on
time. They are. Yeah. are updating that facility right now, and it's going to be just fantastic. It was good to start with, and they're really putting a lot of money and work into that to I think they're creating a new little cafe area and things of that nature. It's mm-hmm. super, super nice.
Mm-hmm. And here we are in the merry, merry month of May. It's going to be summer before we know it. Oh, I don't know. We'll know it when it gets here. But that means summer programming. Let's talk about some of the special things you have coming up this summer through Buckner Children and Family Services.
Well, my son alerted me this morning that there are 11 days left of school in his school. So, yeah, they're... Kids are counting down. Kids and teachers especially.
We did.
Yeah, they know, especially teachers, they know that summer is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And so we have programming in three apartment complexes in Longview where we serve the kids in those apartment complexes. There's always a snack. There's a recreational component. But then there's also a life skills type lesson that's always taught. Again, trying to help those kids develop resiliency skills, coping skills, relationships, things of that nature to strengthen them. And so we'll begin that programming here in just a few weeks.
All righty. Three different apartment complexes in Longview, recreation, snacks, life skill type classes, things of that nature. And you've been doing this for a good while now?
We have. And we've had a lot of success with it and have built some relationships and built trust with parents that they allow their kids to come out and be a part of the program. And so we've had a lot of success with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that pretty much covers the basic components of your program, Family Hope Centers, Family Pathways, foster care and adoption, that is, and the retirement services as well. But let's move into some maybe more pragmatic areas. How do people find out about you? I know some of it's court-ordered and recommended from school districts and things like that, but, of course, the reason we give out the phone number and the website is so people can get in touch with you on their own. What's the breakdown? How many people take it on themselves to find out about you, and how many get connected in other ways?
I think a lot of people, of course there's, the search engines and things of that nature, but a lot of word of mouth, a lot of referral from other agencies, schools, from churches, things of that nature. In foster care, the greatest advertisement we have is referral from other foster parents.
Mm.
You know, when they go and talk to their friends and people they go to church with or that they're close family friends with, and they can see it in action and decide, I'd really like to investigate that as an option for my family as well. So that's really the best way for us in foster care. And everything else, it's just, I don't know how some people find us. It's just one of those, they just kind of show up and, we're able to help them. You would, you'd almost kind of think it was a divine appointment many times.
Yes, indeed. I can relate to that. You draw people from not just the Longview area by any stretch of the imagination. We want to emphasize that.
Correct.
It was a 100-mile radius for foster care, and you have to draw a line around that because there's only so much of that type of business you can take on. For the Pathways program, people from Louisiana, people from Tyler have come to you.
Yes, have come and interviewed, and we have two ladies from Tyler in the program right now, and mm-hmm. so they're being very successful.
Family Hope Centers, no geographical restrictions at all.
No, yeah. None.
Okay. So if you are within the sound of my voice or listening online and maybe don't live anywhere near here at all, certainly program worth knowing about and one that may prove beneficial to you even if you wouldn't know your way around Longview, Texas. So let's keep that in mind as well. Donations. You do accept donations. Obviously, there is a donation page on the website, very easy to find. You can get more information from there. And volunteers, some of the different things that the volunteers do and some of the types of volunteers you're looking for right now.
We are very fortunate to have a volunteer coordinator, and she does a remarkable job in plugging people in to multiple harboring type points of volunteering. And so it could be anywhere from tutoring a Family Pathways mom to providing support to a foster family to, we've had churches come out and host events for our Family Pathways moms and kids, to volunteering this summer in the apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of a, you know, who are you and what do you do well, and how are you gifted, and how can we plug that in with our need? That's really kind of our approach to the volunteer.
Okay, Buckner.org, the website. Throw in Longview on your search engine if you like. That's what I did, and it'll get you right there. Also, 903-757-9383 is the office phone number for more information. Coming up this summer, besides the summer programs that you mentioned, you got a special event. There's a summer clay shoot, July 13th through 15th. If you are a clay shooting type person, you'll want to know about this one.
Absolutely. It's our Sporting Clays Challenge, and it is sponsored by Texas Bank and Trust. And we're so thankful for everyone who comes out and supports this. It happens at Prairie Creek in Gladewater. It's a three-day event. The Wednesday, the 13th, that afternoon is a junior shoot. It's 18 and below.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Friday afternoon, there's a shoot. And Saturday morning, there's a shoot, the 14th and the 15th. And this is our major fundraiser. And it is really a huge event. We'll have around 500 to 600 shooters out there in those 3 days. And it is incredibly significant a fundraiser for us. And John, here's one of the unique things about Buckner, because we're an old agency, and many people were very wise when they started Buckner. And so we have an endowment that covers a lot of administration costs, like our corporate office and things of that nature. And so we are able to say that if you give $500, let's say, to foster care in Longview, all $500 of that goes to foster care in Longview. Mm-hmm. There's not an administrative fee that's pulled out of that. That's not used to help cover things, you know, administratively. It is all used for that program. So in the past few years, we've raised over $200,000 a year, which is incredibly significant towards what we have to raise every year just in Longview. And every dime of that stays in East Texas to care for East Texas families. And so we're very fortunate to be able to say that. But it is a lot of fun. We have guys, shooters who, males and females, but shooters who will hit 7 clay, and people who will hit 99 out of 100, you know. Mm. So it is every spectrum that you can imagine. A silent auction, live auction,
wow,
great door prizes, food, all that stuff. It's really a great time. We'd love for people to be involved in it.
This is the Summer Clay Shoot coming up July 13th through 15th at Prairie Creek in Gladewater. Well, easy for me to say. And on behalf, of course, of our guest this morning, our topic this morning, our guest is David Ummel, Executive Director. Our topic is the Buckner Children and Family Services in Longview. So you can donate just by dropping a check in the mail, donating online, or by participating in the Summer Clay Shoot and having some fun along with it. Future plans, nothing special, I understand, just looking to really continue and expand your programs.
Yes. We just coming off this building program, we're kind of set on facilities for a while, but really seeking to refine and expand our programs to deepen our impact on children and families, vulnerable children and families in the East Texas area, and be a part of that.
You bet. And that is about the Some and substance of our show for this morning. David Ummel, Executive Director of Buckner Children and Family Services of Longview, has been our very informative and enlightened guest this morning on In Focus. Don't forget the Summer Clay Shoot fundraiser coming up July 13th through 15th at Prairie Creek in Gladewater. You can find out more about that by going to the website, buckner.org, or calling 903-757-9383. David, thank you. Great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
David Ummel of Buckner Children and Family Services of Longview, our guest. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.
Your only local news radio. This is KTBB Tyler, KTBB FM Troop Tyler Longview, and KTBB.com. The Friendly Class is brought to you by Marvin United Methodist Church in downtown Tyler.